USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news, witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country." But he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tropical Storm Jerry will track close enough to Bermuda to deliver a good period of soaking rainfall, gusty winds, and rough seas. Jerry weakened from a Category 1 hurricane to a tropical storm early Saturday morning while passing a few hundred miles to the north of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Tropical storm warnings are still in effect for Karen, which is spreading across the U.S. and the British Virgin Islands. The storm was closing in on Puerto Rico after a 6-magnitude earthquake struck off the island's northwest coast late on Monday. Karen weakened from a tropical storm to a tropical depression on Monday, but regained strength early Tuesday. Also, a batch of thunderstorms that formed over Africa became Tropical Storm Lorenzo also on Monday and is likely to become the next hurricane of the 2019 season. The storm is nearly hurricane strength. People in the Bahamas and waters along the coast of North America should monitor the progress of the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
They call it TV's Big Night, but viewership for the Emmy Awards wasn't something they want to celebrate. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, all right, I will get this show back on track because that's what I will do.
If Emmy Awards producers were hoping that going without a host would result in the same ratings rebound that the MC-less Oscars saw earlier this year, well, they were sorely mistaken. Emmy Awards viewership dropped to about 6.9 million people. That's a plunge of 32% from last year's ceremony, according to Nielsen data shared by Fox. The dismal ratings marking the first time that viewership for the TV industry's marquee award show tumbled below 10 million viewers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is now threatening to withhold billions of dollars in federal highway funds from California, saying California's dirty air is in violation of the Federal Clean Air Act. With more, here's KCBS TV reporter Matt Bigler.
In a letter to the state's Air Resources Board, the EPA claims there's a backlog of reports meant to explain how California is reducing air pollution. And if the reports aren't fixed, billions in federal highway funds could be cut off. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling the letter a threat of pure retaliation. Last week, the state sued the Trump administration for revoking its authority to set tougher vehicle emission standards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.